Today is December 23rd, 2024, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. NASA is postponing the launch of three heliophysics missions by several months because of delays with the primary payload. Turion Space has been awarded a $32.6 million contract by the U.S. Space Force to launch three small satellites designed to monitor and track objects in orbit. Three in-orbit servicing companies won a U.K. government contract to help develop regulations for their planned missions. A defunct U.S. military weather satellite broke up in orbit last week. NASA's Parker Solar Probe will pass closer to the sun than any other spacecraft tomorrow morning. And Liechtenstein signed the Artemis Accords on Friday.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that NASA is postponing the launch of three heliophysics missions by several months because of delays with the primary payload. NASA announced late Friday it was rescheduling the launch of the Interstellar Mapping and Acceleration Probe, IMAP, spacecraft from spring 2025 to no earlier than September, citing the need for more time to complete flight systems preparations with the spacecraft. IMAP, once planned for launch in 2024, has suffered several delays. It will operate at the Earth-Sun L1 point, studying the heliosphere and solar wind. NASA is flying two other spacecraft on the IMAP launch, the Carruthers Geo-Corona Observatory and NOAA's space weather follow-on L1 spacecraft, which also will be delayed. Turion Space has been awarded a $32.6 million contract by the U.S. Space Force to launch three small satellites designed to monitor and track objects in orbit. The contract is part of a strategic financing initiative agreement from SpaceWorks, the Space Force's technology innovation arm, that matches government funds with private investment to accelerate the development and deployment of commercial space systems. The satellites, scheduled for launch in 2026 and 2027, will carry payloads for space surveillance and debris tracking in LEO and GEO. The company launched its first satellite in 2023 to collect space situational awareness data. Three in-orbit servicing companies won a UK government contract to help develop regulations for their planned missions. The British subsidiaries of Japan-based Astroscale, Switzerland's ClearSpace, and D-Orbit of Italy said Monday they jointly secured £690,000, $869,000, from the UK Department for Science, Innovation and Technology for an initial regulatory sandbox phase. The companies will prepare a report in the next 3 months discussing various types of rendezvous and proximity operations, RPO, and make recommendations for licensing and regulation of them. A year-long second phase would likely follow to help flesh out a broad regulatory framework for RPO missions in partnership with the British government. A defunct U.S. military weather satellite broke up in orbit last week. The U.S. Space Force said it detected a low-velocity fragmentation event involving the DMSP-5D-2F-14 spacecraft late Wednesday. Commercial tracking services confirmed the breakup, with LEO Labs reporting Friday they were tracking more than 50 pieces of debris. The satellite launched in 1997 into sun-synchronous orbit as part of the Defense Meteorological Satellite Program, DMSP, operating until 2020. Several other DMSP satellites from that era, along with NOAA weather satellites using a similar design, have suffered similar breakups in recent years, likely because of a battery design flaw. NASA's Parker Solar Probe will pass closer to the sun than any other spacecraft tomorrow morning. The spacecraft will come within 6.1 million kilometers of the sun during the flyby, although it will be several days before controllers are able to restore communications with the spacecraft as it moves away from the sun. Parker Solar Probe launched in 2018 and has been gradually lowering its orbit to achieve this final orbit, providing close-up views and other data of the sun and its corona. The spacecraft is protected by a heat shield that is working better than expected, project officials said earlier this month, and they believe that Parker can continue operating in this orbit for years. Liechtenstein signed the Artemis Accords on Friday. The small European country signed the accords in a ceremony at NASA headquarters. Liechtenstein is the 52nd country to sign the accords, which means the number of signatories is now more than half of the membership of the UN's Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space, COPUS, which debates space issues. The growth of the accords, advocates argue, helps create a true global consensus on topics ranging from interoperability to use of space resources. In other news, Rocket Lab closed out its busiest year to date with an Electron launch Saturday. The rocket lifted off from the company's New Zealand spaceport at 9:17 a.m. Eastern and placed a Strix radar imaging satellite into orbit for Japanese company Synspective. The launch was the 16th this year for the Electron, including two orbital launches. That broke the annual record of 10 set last year, but fell short of earlier predictions of as many as 22 launches. The launch took place days after Synspective made its debut on the Tokyo Stock Exchange, raising money to build out a constellation of 30 satellites by the end of the decade. Shares in the company shot up on the first day of trading last Thursday, before falling back and stabilizing. SpaceX launched 30 satellites on its second rideshare mission to mid-inclination orbits Saturday. A Falcon 9 lifted off from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California at 6:34 a.m., Eastern on the Bandwagon 2 mission. The rocket carries 30 satellites, with the primary payload a third 425 Project reconnaissance satellite for South Korea's military. Other companies with satellites on the launch included Hawkeye, 360, ICEI, Sidus Space, Tomorrow.io, True Anomaly, and Think Orbital. This was the second in SpaceX's new line of Bandwagon missions to mid-inclination orbit, complementing its popular Transporter series of dedicated rideshare launches to sun-synchronous orbit. Florida Today reports that SpaceX launched a set of Starlink satellites early Monday. A Falcon 9 lifted off at 12:35 a.m. Eastern from Cape Canaveral and deployed 21 Starlink satellites, 13 with direct-to-cell payloads. The launch took place a day after a rare last-second scrub of another Falcon 9 launch of four Astrani satellites. That launch has yet to be rescheduled. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said last week that the company hopes to finish the year with 136 Falcon launches, with a goal of 175 to 180 in 2025. Xinhua reports that China launched an experimental communications satellite Friday. A Long March 3B lifted off at 10:12 a.m. Eastern and deployed the TJS-12 satellite into a geostationary transfer orbit. The satellite will be used for testing communications technologies, but the Chinese government provided few details. The Financial Times reports that SpaceX is reportedly teaming up with several other companies to bid on defense contracts. The consortium is led by defense technology companies Palantir and Anduril, and includes SpaceX, OpenAI, and others. The group plans to formally announce their plans in January to compete against established prime contractors like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Raytheon, proposing higher performance at lower prices. The companies have not disclosed details about exactly what capabilities they will offer to the Defense Department. Politico reports the federal government avoided a shutdown as Congress passed a stopgap spending bill Friday. Congress passed a continuing resolution, CR, that keeps the government funded through mid-March and also includes disaster relief funding, such as $740 million for NASA to repair agency facilities damaged by hurricanes and other storms. The bill lacked the debt limit suspension sought by President-elect Trump that caused a similar bill to fail in the House on Thursday. The government would have shut down over the weekend had the CR not passed Friday. First Up Audio will not publish Tuesday or Wednesday. Happy holidays!